As a winner, I know what I can do. As a winner, I know what I can do. All of my life is spent in the winning circle. All of my life is spent in the circle of knowing what I can do because I do it. And I look at what I do and I say, I can do that. Little seems more obvious than that, but as I look at what I do, I know I can do it. Now, is this true for all of us? Is it true for all of us that we look at what we do and we say, I can do that? Yes. That's the way the principle works. We look at what we can do, and we know we can do it. Now you say, was there anything more silly than that? Anything more arcane and anything more unnecessary than that? And yes and no. The trouble is, throughout our lives, we have said to ourselves, I cannot do. Throughout our lives, we have said to ourselves, I don't know how to do. Throughout our lives, we have said to ourselves, this is too difficult for me to handle. And what did we do? We did not pursue it. We did not go after it to accomplish it and to fulfill it. We did not go after it to bring it about in our life. We just did not go after it. Now, why did we not go after it? Because we felt we couldn't do it. Because we felt that it was beyond our capability of doing something about it. And we said to ourselves, what a silly thing. What a silly thing. Why should I ever consider doing anything that I know I cannot do? And the things that I can do, well, obviously I can do it, but what's that all about? What's it all about doing what I can do? What is that all about? Now, what it's all about to do what I can do is to set parameters for myself, for my life, for the direction of my world, for the things I want to accomplish, and then I step forward and just do it. Now, did I think that I could walk into a room full of people and have them all in diverse discussions and have them all rabid about so many things? And could I bring peace to that group? Could I say, now just a minute, let's all reconsider this. Let's all look at this. Yes, if I say that, they're going to say to me, get your nose out of our business. Don't bother us. You see, that's telegraphing your punch, letting them know what you want to do. And a boxer who telegraphs his punch is oftentimes not able to get much of a punch in because his partner knows what he's going to do and he can prepare for it. And so it is with people in your world who are having a discussion or doing whatever they're doing. They know what they're going to do and they're going to do it, and then they are really not interested in what you are doing. They're really not interested in how you are handling your life. They're really not interested in what your desires are. But when you are a person who lives what you believe, then everybody wants to get on the bandwagon. When you're a person who is successful, and you act successful, and you live successful, and you expect everybody else to be successful because that's your nature, then everybody wants to get on the bandwagon. You say, well, who? Not really. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All the world loves a lover. That statement is not said for nothing. All the world loves a lover. When a person really loves, when a person unconditionally loves, when it is the love of your life, the joy of your life, everybody loves a lover. And everybody does everything that they can to make that lover's experience together happy, wholesome, hearty, wonderful, magnificent in every beautiful way. they would never stand in the lover's way. You say, well, No, you don't, You don't do that. You don't judge what they're doing. You don't say, well, they're having illicit sex. They're having an illicit relationship. They're having this or that or the other thing. You don't say that. You don't have that in your mind unless that is where you are. And, of course, if that's where you are, then you're not really looking at all the world loving a lover. You don't look at all the world recognizing that this love is so pure, so innocent, so beautiful, so magnificent, so wonderful. It cannot be stopped. It cannot be halted. And if these two people never see themselves, each other again, never, and they walk their own paths in life, and they never see each other again, their love remains true. Their love remains honorable. Their love remains innocent. Their love remains pure. Oh my. Their love is like a child's love. A child gets angry at someone, and 2 seconds later, they're the best of buddies again. The child gets angry at somebody, and then they start throwing things at each other, and they run home, and they, I hate him. And 5 minutes later, they're back out in the playground playing together, having a good time, as though nothing ever happened, because they are really innocent beings. They're going through these withdrawals, they're going through these things. Like the girl, her mother said, you are in love? What does he look like? What kind of a boy is he? And the little girl says, I have no idea. I just absolutely love him, unconditionally love him. And she doesn't say all those things, but the Google eyes that she has tell the world exactly what she is in, that innocent state of love where she can do anything. And this is true. This is true when we love what we do, not just another person or a dog or a cat or a pet. It's not just our house. We love our job. We love our friends. We don't have to have a relationship with our friends other than just being good friends. We love the world. We wouldn't think of doing some things with some people and other things with other people. It's just that whatever that unconditional love is, it's fitting, it's suitable, it is proper, it is right, it is glorious. And yes, we are a winner only when we know we can do it. And we are a winner regardless of whether we know we can do it. We are a winner because we are not seeking to be a winner. We're playing the game for the delight of playing the game, and insofar as we do that, we are always the winner. We are being nice to the world because that's our nature, to be nice to the world, and we are always a winner because it's our nature to fulfill who we are. Whenever you go out into your world, and I go out in mine, and I see any conflict, I am not a winner. I am seeing appearances or illusions that I do not want. I see these appearances or illusions that are not happy to me. They're distressing in some way. And then I say, but you guys are the best of friends. You always loved each other. You always, and then my mind goes back to remembering that they are the best of friends. They are wonderful lovers. And we begin to think these thoughts about them. And when we think these thoughts about them, they think those thoughts about them. Not that we tell them they should think these things and they should remember how wonderful life is. We think these thoughts, and as we think these thoughts, they are thinking these thoughts. They are experiencing this magic where everyone is a winner. And as a winner, we act as a winner acts. As a lover, we act as a lover acts. As a person who is playing a game, we act as a winner, not because we want to win, but because we want to play the game with all the skill and artistry that we possibly can. We want to play the game as a person who is a winner. We don't play the game as a loser. Nobody wants to play a game with anybody who thinks they're a loser, because they've taken away the charisma, the magic of the game, and they've thrown it away. But a winner comes into the game, sure, let's play. And he knows in his heart he's going to give his best to that game. And as he gives his best to the game is fun. It's a joy. It's wonderful. And as a winner, I know I can do it, and I do it. Now, do I have to win technically every game I play? Or do I win it in my heart because I'm having so much fun? Oh, you taught me a new area where I hadn't paid any attention to. So, yeah, that's great. Remember that. Yes, you showed me some new tricks here, some new ways of looking at the game. That's wonderful. Oh, that's fantastic. What a wonderful way to play the game. And playing the game like that, you're always a winner. Playing the game not to win, but that you have already won, and that you have already played the game with the joy of your heart, with the magic of your being, with the wonder of who you are. Yes, I'm a winner. You're a winner. Everyone's a winner in every game we play for fun, for being ourselves and having fun. Every game we play for the magic of playing the game, the magic of doing things. Men sit in the park and play chess, game after game after game. And they do not tire of playing chess because each new game challenges them from some new point of view or perspective. And they play that game with all their heart and all their soul and all their being. And they're all winners. They may not be the greatest challenger on the face of the earth, but they're all winners because in their heart, they're playing the game for the joy of it. They're playing the game because they're a winner in themselves. They played their best. We all can do that. And most of us do it all the time. And if ever we don't do it, we feel life isn't of any value to us. Because we are always a winner. Because we know we can do it, and we do it. How great that is! And we do it. Do you know? My game of life is that I love me. I love me unconditionally. And my game of life touches further. It loves all of my creation, and that's all of you. And so my game of life has you loving yourselves and loving me and loving all. And my game of life is unconditional love. The way of loving, and as a lover, I am a winner. With my innocence, my delight, and my consistency. That's who I am. And my beloveds, that's who you are. I love you. I love you. I love you.